In a nondescript office building in suburban St. Louis, a little company was busy developing big technology, a binding agent to make a tamper-resistant drug. But exactly what drug Westport Pharmaceuticals would tackle was the question. Paul Hemmings is the general manager and vice president of the Highland Pharmaceuticals subsidiary. He says looking back, it was staring them in the face.
Our patent attorney, who also has a chemistry background, lives out in Pacific where this meth problem is huge. And one day she just mentioned, have you thought about this?
That is, how to prevent pseudoephedrine, a common ingredient in nasal decongestants, from being turned into methamphetamine. Zefrex D was the result. Hemmings pulls a sheet of waxy white pills out of the box. He says the new drug works just as well as other pseudoephedrine products, but meth cooks cannot extract the key ingredient, meaning they can't make meth.
We can end meth labs in the U.S., starting right here in our backyard, where the problem is the biggest.
Last year alone, law enforcement seized more than 1,800 clandestine labs in Missouri, the most of any state in the country. Detective Sergeant Jason Grellner is with the Franklin County Narcotics Enforcement Unit and is considered the expert on Missouri's meth lab epidemic. Grellner says he was skeptical of Zefrex D after years of being told by large pharmaceutical companies that a tamper-resistant drug couldn't be made. Now, he says, he's a believer.
I've seen the testing by independent laboratories. I've personally tested the product in a one-pot meth lab setting, and I know of other testing that has been done. They have manufactured a product that is meth lab resistant.
Grellner doesn't expect Big Pharma, as he calls it, to change their pseudoephedrine products, at least not yet. He says for now, the best way to keep the pills that can be converted out of criminals' hands is to make them prescription only. That faces strong opposition, including from the St. Louis chapter of the Asthma and Allergy Foundation.
We do know that meth is a terrible problem in Missouri. We just disagree on how to take care of this.
Joy Krieger is the foundation's executive director and a registered nurse. She says they support a proposed law to further limit the amount of pseudoephedrine people can buy each month. But Krieger says getting a prescription is just an expensive hassle.
Pseudoephedrine is safe for those who are purchasing it for the proper reasons. So penalizing residents and citizens who have done nothing wrong, we think is not a fair way to look at a solution.
State Representative Jeff Rorta has sponsored legislation for the statewide prescription law every year since 2005. The Democrat from Jefferson County, the heart of Missouri's meth country, says with Zefrex D, there's a good alternative available for cold and allergy sufferers, and there can be no more excuses.
Now we have a pseudoephedrine that's incapable of being converted into methamphetamine. Arguments against this just hold absolutely no water anymore.
The impact of Zefrex D remains to be seen. Westport Pharmaceuticals officials say they're open to selling their binding technology to other drug makers. Right now, Zefrex D is only available in Missouri and the Metro East. Officials say they plan a national rollout this summer. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.